Here's some high density right here. If you look amongst the debris that's deposited along the high water line, right here amongst these leaves and sticks, here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I mean, there's dozens of them right here.
Carbondale resident Will Lennox recently met with KDNK on the banks of the Crystal River at Staircase Park just off Oak Run Road. He was worried about little plastic beads that he'd found floating in the river and washing up on shore.
They're small, about maybe an eighth of an inch across, flat, shaped almost like a pea or a lentil, and they're hard white plastic, hard enough I can't indent it with my fingertip, but soft enough to tell that it is plastic and not an actual rock.
Lennox is an angler and spends a lot of time on the river. He noticed the beads in late February.
We were down here checking out the water and started noticing the beads, and in fact, I would notice hundreds of them in the little eddies along the riverbank. This is when the water was still low, it was after wintertime. And over the next couple months, I continued to go to the river and go to the Crystal. And in fact, I went further up around Sustainable Settings to the Pickens County Open Space to go check out the river there. And about 6 miles up below Thompson Creek along the banks of the Crystal, and there I actually found thousands of them.
In early June, just after the peak of spring runoff on the Crystal, there were fewer beads, but we found them mixed in with the sticks and other detritus at the high water line, poised to deepen their presence in the ecosystem.
They almost look like a fish egg or something, but they're not. They're plastic. And that was part of what drew my concern at first, being a fisherman, just thinking of all the animals down in the water that might confuse us for a food source.
The beads were first seen in the Crystal River late last August after a cloudburst created problems at the Nettle Creek Water Treatment Plant. Town Utilities Director Mark O'Meara says the rain caused certain valves at the plant to open and then close.
The valves that were supposed to close apparently had a stick or possibly a rock that prevented it from closing all the way. The effect of that was that we developed a siphon from the filters that went out into Nettle Creek.
That siphon sucked all those little plastic beads out into the creek, which led to the Crystal River. O'Meara says the beads are tiny filters at the plant, which normally float beneath a screen that holds them in place.
However, when this siphon event happened, everything that was below the screen, which is where they were sucked out.
Utility crews scooped up beads along the river last year until the snow started to fly, but apparently they didn't get them all, and spring flows have left some on the riverbanks. The Nettle Creek Water Treatment Plant still uses the beads as filters, but O'Meara doesn't think something like what happened last August will happen again.
We installed some check valves to prevent reverse flow causing the siphon, and we're hoping that that does what it needs to do.
O'Meara says the beads are inert and that crews were out Tuesday to continue cleanup on the river near Staircase Park. It's hard to say whether the beads have drifted further downstream, but Will Lennox has not found any at the confluence of the Crystal and Roaring Fork Rivers. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.